You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, Governor Walker announced he's seeking applications for the next state Supreme Court justice. We'll talk about the process to replace Justice David Prosser.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
A shooting at a high school prom in Anago made national headlines this week and has led to a discussion about bullying and mental health services in schools.
And the Government Accountability Board is asking for funding to educate Wisconsinites about the state's voter ID law. And some new info came out about an officer-involved shooting in Neenah back in December.
Rob Menser joins us now for more on those stories. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, Veronica. Thanks.
So in Anago, some big news made the national headlines about a shooting after a prom. Walk us through the basics of that story.
Sure. So this is something that we've been reporting on aggressively sort of all week. So what happened was on Saturday night, a recently graduated student, he actually graduated last year, named Jacob Wagner, went to the Antico High School prom armed and began to shoot at students in the parking lot. He shot two students, not fatally. A female student was grazed by a bullet and a male student was shot in the leg. And then almost immediately was killed by police who happened to be there patrolling in the school parking lot at the time. There has been a lot since then that has come out about Jacob Wagner and his relationship with the school and the community. We spoke with a number of classmates who said that he was bullied. In the sort of immediacy of the incident, there's a coroner's report the coroner told our reporter that findings suggest that Wagner was actually aiming his gun at the police at the time of the shooting, but there's a lot of questions about, where did he get his gun, what type of gun did he use, that is all in the hands of the Department of Justice now, and we'll have to wait for a report for a lot of those sort of details.
And that's a lot for a town to digest. How has the community responded?
So this case is somewhat different than many other sort of mass shooting cases in that the only dead person is the shooter. There's no other way to say it. That is fortunate. It is of course a tragedy for any loss of life, but this is a situation where things could have been worse. So there's been a lot of praise for the police response and a lot of banding together. And this is a small community, about 8,000 people. They have banded together under a sort of Anago Strong banner. And one thing that our reporter Allison Durr observed and reported on is there's been a lot of sympathy expressed for the family of the shooter, which, again, is you wouldn't necessarily expect to see that, but that has been a quality of this week, and it probably is related to the fact that that he did not succeed in killing other students as he presumably planned to.
Has this changed the conversation or sparked any new procedural insight into the role of police at high schools?
There, it was the police in this case were not. They were not stationed at the prom. They were assigned to patrol more frequently. So in a sense, the outcome could have been much worse. There could have been more death as a result of this. There was it was an accident of timing. I think that there is a lot of discussion about do police need to be stationed at one of these public events, but also how does this change the way that high school kids experience these events.
And there was another story this week, an update on another Wisconsin shooting. This update came from dashboard camera video released this week based on a shooting in Neenah back in December. What happened this week?
That's right. Our reporter out of the Appleton Post Crescent, Duke Benke, broke this story. Our organization had over the course of months had filed open records requests for this video of what happened outside a standoff on December 5th. There was a lengthy police standoff for hours and hours outside of Eagle Nation cycles, a motorcycle shop in Neenah. And what happened was one of the hostages, Michael Funk, managed to escape from the building. He was holding a gun at the time, and police, who obviously thought he was the hostage taker rather than one of the hostages, shot him and killed him. So from the start, from the very first public statement that the Neenah police chief made, the story was that police had shouted, police, drop the gun, or some other sort of warning. What is shown on the video that was obtained by USA Today Network Wisconsin is that that did not happen. That was not true. That was misinformation. So in an interview, the Neenah police chief acknowledged this, said that the information came from witnesses immediately after the shooting that was first announced, but the question still remains, why was that never corrected over these months?
And so what happens next with that revelation?
The revelation is that this is released to the public, that that USA Today Network reported this video. The video has been in the hands of the police and of the Department of Justice and other agencies that are involved in the discussion. Like in Anago, is a case where state law requires an independent investigation anytime in Wisconsin law that a police uses fatal force, shoot someone. There's an outside investigation, and so one thing that the Neenah police chief emphasized in his comments immediately after the event and this week was that there is not a legal or policy requirement for officers to give a warning before they shoot when there is an imminent threat. So there's going to be a result of this. Investigation, and I think the question may center on whether there was an imminent threat, whether this was a tragic accident, the police perceived an imminent threat and took action, or whether they should not have fired their weapons.
And our last story this week, Robert, as we recap the state news, is the state's Government Accountability Board has asked the state for money to educate residents on Wisconsin's new voter ID law to launch a campaign there before the November election. What's the story there?
Sure. Remember the voter ID law?
I do.
So this is way back in 2011, and it's been sort of a nonstop fight ever since then, right? So there's a provision in the law that says the state has to fund an education campaign. The state has a role in letting voters know what's going to be required of them and, you know, give them an opportunity to get an ID if they need one. So that makes sense. It makes sense that would be a part of this change. But the legislature never did get around to funding it. I think we all have gotten busy. You have to pick up the kids from school, and before you know it, you forgot to appropriate any funds for the statewide voter education campaign. So this week, the Government Accountability Board submitted their request for $250,000 for this campaign that would be basically concentrated in the months leading up to the fall elections.
And so what are the prospects on this? Has anyone on the joint finance said, yeah, this maybe looks like a good idea or anything the other way?
Yeah, so I think they're going to get it. It was noted that the $250,000 request was a climb down from an initial recommendation of $500,000. And I think that there's been enough sort of public pressure on this issue that it's going to be hard for legislators to avoid it. Robin Voss sort of he didn't sound real enthusiastic about it, the Assembly Speaker, but expressed that that there would be funding for a voter education campaign. So you know, I mean, the people who need to be reached are hard to reach, right? The whole problem with this is that these are people who don't necessarily, follow the news and the ins and outs of what's required. So it's a challenge in that way. But I think the hope is that through some billboards and radio ads and everything else, they may be able to get the word out.
And Robert, if this goes through, would this be kind of one of the last acts of the Government Accountability Board?
Yeah, right. The Government Accountability Board is about to be split in two, and they're still acting as a single agency here. But yeah, there's a time limit on that.
Well, Robert, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
That was editor Robert Mentzer talking about the biggest stories from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.